Hello and welcome to Time in the Word. We're going to be going through the book of St. John. And I'm going to be going through it. And I want us to do this together because I feel that it is important for us to share together. And do give me your feedback and tell me what you think. But I want us to complete this together. The entire book of St. John. So I'm going to read St. John chapter 1. And we're going to start. In the beginning was the Word. And I'm actually going to be reading the Amplified Version. I actually like the Amplified Version. And I always suggest that, you know, that you get a book of a version that you feel is comfortable for you, easy for you to read. I think that really is important, that you get what is easy for you to read. In the beginning, before all time, verse 1, was the Word, Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God. All things was made and came into existence through him, and without him not even one thing was made that has come into being. In him was life, and the power to bestow life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower it or appropriate it or observe it. And I feel that for me, in the beginning, right at the beginning, I'm just pausing right there. In the beginning, before the word of God, the Word was God, and all things was made by him. Without him, nothing was made. I feel that it's important that when you know that in the beginning was the Word, God himself is Word, Jesus Christ himself, Word. Yeah, the Word was God himself. He was continually existing in the beginning. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him not even one thing was made that come into being. Isn't that amazing? Just to think about that, and just to pause and to think about, nothing existed, nothing was in existence without God. In the beginning, right at the beginning, before a time, the Word was present, and the Word is God. And the Word is powerful. And the Word brings life. And that's why it's important that when we put the Word first place in our lives and make it the final authority in our lives, the Word must be the first thing in our lives in order for our lives to be a success. Everything, we must start our day right in the beginning of the day. The start of the day, we must begin with the Word. Start your day with the Word. Know that God is the Word, and the Word brings life, you know, and it's so important. I just want us to pause for a moment and think that all things was made and came into existence through him. And without him, not even one thing was made that has come into being. That in itself, just that verse 3, is very powerful. All things were made and came into existence through him. Yeah, God Almighty. And so it's so important for us as children of God to recognize that God brings life. The light shines in the darkness. it says in verse 4, in him was life, and the power to bestow life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it, or overpower it, or appropriate it. It's so important, people of God, that we are the light of the world, and we shine in the darkness because the word of God is in us, and we need to be that light that shines in the darkness. We need to be that light that shines in the darkness. It is so important. Just these four verses, we can just talk about it all day because it's so powerful. In him was life. We have life through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines on in the darkness. And the darkness did not understand or overpower it. People of God, we are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. You need to let your light shine that others will see and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Verse 6, there came a man commissioned and sent from God whose name was John. This man came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe in Christ the light. Through him, John was not the light, but came to testify about the light. There it was, that true light, that genuine, perfect, steadfast light, which coming into the world enlightens everyone. He, Christ, was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, that which belonged to him, his world, his creation, his possession, and those who were his own people the Jewish nation did not receive and welcome him. But as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name, who were born not of blood, natural conception, nor of the will of the flesh, physical impulse, nor of the will of man, that of natural father, but of God. This is a divine and supernatural birth. They are born of God, supernaturally transformed, renewed, and sanctified. Wow. This true light, the genuine, perfect light, which came into the world to enlighten everyone, Jesus Christ, was in the world and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own because he created us. We are his own. He created creation. The earth is the Lord's, as it is written in Psalms 24, and the fullness thereof. Verse 1, and all that dwell therein. Yes, the earth belongs to God. He created the earth. He created us. He came to that which was his own, that belonged to him, because we belong to him. His creation, his possession. We are his people, but at times we do not receive him, do not receive and welcome him. You know, how many times, you know, do you find that God wants to, that God comes to us and he speaks to us and we don't receive him, that God wants to, you know, change our lives and he convicts our hearts and he calls us to him and we don't accept him, and we reject him. When we think about it, you know, there was a nation that rejected him, didn't want to know him, you know. And there are many people like that today who rejects God and don't want to know him. When he created us in his image, in the image of love, because he loves us so much, that's why he created us. But as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave them the right, the authority, the privilege. Imagine that when you receive God and when you accept him, he gives you that right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. That is, those who believe and truly trust him and rely on his name. And this is really important, because God really wants us as his children to trust him and to rely on him and to believe him, that he has given us that authority to believe that, you know, all God wants us to do is to receive him, welcome him, yeah? And then he gives us that right, the authority, that privilege, yeah, to become children of his. That is, those who believe. And this is so important for us to believe in him, to accept him, to rely on his name, and to know that it's a supernatural birth that takes place. We're born not of blood, natural conception, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This is a divine and supernatural birth. They are born of God, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified. Isn't that beautiful? And the word, and if you look at, let's go on to verse 14. And the word Christ is the word. He became flesh and lived among us. And we actually saw his glory as belonged to the one and only begotten Son of the Father. The Son who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, who is full of grace and truth, absolutely free of deception. John testifies repeatedly about him, and has cried out, testifying officially for the record and validating and revelance. This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has a higher rank than I and has priority over me, for he exists before me. For out of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gifts heaped upon gifts. For the law was given on through Moses, but grace, the unlearned, undeserved favor of God and truth, came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God, his essence, his divine nature, at any time. The one and only begotten God, that is the unique Son, who is the intimate presence of the Father. He has explained him. Isn't it amazing when we look on the goodness of our God, and we look that Jesus Christ, he became flesh and lived among us, for us to have that intimate relationship with him, and for us to experience his glory, because he has given us that authority, and because God has given us the authority because we believe, and it is important for you to believe, you receive that authority, then you are able to, what is the word that I'm looking for, to move accordingly in the spirit and to do his divine will. Because it's really important for us as children of God that we know that Christ is in us because we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word, verse 14, and the Word, which is Jesus Christ, he became flesh and lives among us and lived among us. Jesus Christ became flesh because it was important for him to become flesh, for him to walk with man upon planet Earth. It was so important. It was so strategic. But yet he was absolutely free of deception. He was one that, you know, came of a higher rank. He who comes after me, John says, as a higher rank than I, and has priority over me, for he existed before me. For out of his fullness, he says, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessings upon blessings. Do you know that because God has given us the authority, because Christ is within us, because the Word of God, that's why it's important for us to read the Word, for the Word to come alive, because there is power in the Word, because the Word brings life. For out of his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor. And this is so important for us as children of God, to live according to the Word of God and do that which the Word what God wants us to do through the Word. God's Word, I heard on the television, God's Word is always by Terry Pearson. She said, God's Word is always right now. But the Word, put the Word first place. Make it your final authority in your life. The Word must be first in your life. The Word of God must be first in your life. The Word, it's the Word that delivers power. It's the Word that delivers power. It's the Word of God that comes alive, that brings forth power. And so you've got to realize that, you know, as a child of God, you know, God has given us the Word, which is himself to us, that we should read the Word, live by the Word, speak the Word, confess the Word, pray the Word, for it's the Word that brings life. There is life in Jesus Christ. There is life in the Word. The Word is God. And then when we speak the Word, it must come forth. Life must come forth because Jesus Christ is the Word, as it was in the beginning, as it was, as we spoke about at the beginning. And when the Word brings favor, with the Word brings power, with the Word we receive grace, with the Word we spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, increase upon increase, favor upon favor, gifts and gifts heaped up upon gifts. Wow. Isn't that good? Isn't that awesome? So it's really important for us as children of God that when we come to God, we must believe that he is, and that he is able, and we can do all things through Jesus Christ. It's really important that as we read the Word together, and we meditate upon the Word, to realize that there is power in the Word, for the Word is God himself. Amen. And God is able to speak to us through the word. And so I pray that even as we're reading the word together and we get into the word together and read John together for this month, that you will receive so much and learn so much, mature so much in the spirit, and that God will speak to you through the word. You'll come alive in the word. You'll get strength through reading the word. You'll meditate upon the word. You'll pause and think, yes, Lord, you're really speaking to me, because God does speak to me through the word. And you know, every time you read that a verse and you go back, you get more revelation through reading the word. So I pray that you will really receive, as we've gone to verse 18, we read from verse 1 to 18, that you will receive more and more and more from the word of God as we get in it together, and as we share together about in St. John. Amen. And I'm reading from the Amplified version, just in case you're wondering, what version is she reading from? So I've just read St. John chapter 1 to 18. And we've talked about, you know, the deity of Jesus Christ in the beginning. John talking about, you know, the witness of John the Baptist. He was commissioned and sent from God, and his name was John the Baptist. As we read, and he came to testify about Jesus Christ, the light, so that all might believe in Christ, the light. Through him, John was the light, but came to testify. He was not the light, but came to testify about the light. Remember that. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to testify about the light of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to testify about what God has done for us. We're supposed to testify about the light that's shining us. And that's why our light should always shine, that others want to know about the light, because it's shining in the darkness. Wherever you are, you can be that light that shines in that darkness. Amen. And it is very important to know that you can make a difference. You can make a difference in this world of darkness. You know, you can be that light shining in the darkness and make that difference. Because God has given you the authority. He has given you the power. Yeah. That whatever you say, using the word of God, it will come forth in Jesus' name. Yeah. So I pray that you're blessed. Amen. We're going to go into verse 18 and read more. I'll go into verse 19 and read more. Yes, where we finish off where we left off and just talk. Basically, what I'm doing is just discussing and talking with us, just going into the word, and for not only just reading it, but just discussing it and sharing it with you. And I'm just hoping that you will benefit from what I'm saying to you, and that it will make a difference to your life. Oh, we need God right now. We need the word. And you really do need the word for such a time as this. And why I'm doing this, because I feel that it will help you on your journey. And it will help you to meditate on the word and get into the word and enjoy reading the word. And then as you meditate, as you read, as you pray the word, you become stronger and stronger in the Word, and God will reveal Himself to you every single day. God will reveal Himself to you. So my sister, my brother, may God bless you, may God be with you, and may He cause His face to shine upon you today. And be blessed as we take this journey together, getting into the Word of God, meditating upon the Word of God, reading the Word of God for such a time as this. Be blessed and know that in the presence of God there is fullness of joy and there is pleasures forevermore. And also, let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be always, always be acceptable unto the Lord, in Jesus' name. So be blessed. Until next time, take care and have a great day.